your snugs.
Hello? 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 I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Hello!
Oh, thank God you're there, Neil. Everyone stand down. We found him. We found patient... I was going to say patient zero. That's something different, isn't it?
Oh, no!
Oh, beautiful to see your face, love.
Oh, bless you.
Hello!
Vice, Feel My Need on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie
actually,
here.
Yes. It's not. It's Feel My Knees. It's the medical remix.
Ah, yes.
That we've slipped in.
Thank you.
It's Neil and Debbie here. Hello.
Hello.
Anthony Murphy is a god. He did such a great show last week and played Anthony Murphy. No, he played Roisin Murphy.
Oh, right, yes.
Because we were off, Neil, and we forgot to say, while we're off, would you mind dropping the bed for a second, Neil?
Oh, right, yes, okay, yes.
Can you tell everyone exactly? It was quite loud, that bed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite loud. Oh, well, I was admitted to hospital last week, although it was planned, for a hernia operation. It's very loud. You might want to turn that down a bit. Yeah.
I'll stop that there.
Well done. Yeah, so I've had a hernia operation and I'm fine. Everything's good. But
is that better?
That's better.
Is that better, nurse?
Yeah. So there we are.
Slight anticlimax, isn't it? I didn't know what you were going in for at all, so it was
Did
just a mystery.
Oh, no, right, no, yes, no, I've had a hernia and wish I'd been...
All right, don't
know,
go on about it, Neil. Well, you know, we always said, as long as you're right, we have bought in a soft cushion, ring cushion
Thank
for you.
Thank you, that's right.
Not, so you'd like to take a seat there.
All right.
And I've actually made some extra production just in case you were feeling a little bit this week. So
right.
we'll get to that next. That's also, Neil, some amazing things have happened while you've been away.
Oh.
You should go into hospital more often because, right, we'll go through that next, Neil, because this is the, you've started a song, so we're moving on. We're moving on, everyone. Come on.
Sunny Foda, that's called Asking on Gaydio. This is Neil Debbie here. This Saturday.
Are you asking? I'm dance. What's the famous word expression?
You dancing? You asking?
I'm asking.
I'm dancing.
Yeah, never fails to pull that one, does it? This is Ndebs at Gaydio, and on Instagram, what is it, Neil?
This is Ndebs. This is Ndebs.
And you. Neil's in charge of Instagram. So if today you want to wish him get well or any sort of thing medical, because he's been off. We were off last week because he was rushed into hospital in a medical emergency. But thank God for the NHS that they managed to.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are amazing,
they're
actually, Neil.
So good.
Yeah, they are. Can we just?
Yes.
I bloody love the NHS.
I'm so there, yes. The people's NHS, Debbie.
It is the people's NHS.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't it? And if I was made queen tomorrow, Neil, I would take all the money off footballers.
Right.
And I'd give it all to the real heroes who can actually have got a talent, because I'm sorry, kicking a ball into a goal. I can do that. Hello? I can do that. Can I perform heart surgery on someone? No, I cannot do that. So that's just, you know, if I'm running for... whatever it's called, that's mine. So, Neil, I didn't know how well you would be or how unwell you would be. So I've actually, if you want to just type into the cart wall, panic button Neil. You don't mind just popping that in there.
I'll be finding that.
Panic button Neil.
I need to log in. Hang on a second.
Oh, no, don't worry. If you feel, I've got it here. If you do feel a bit queasy.
Right.
All right. Just press this. Have you got it ready? Because I'll do it, Neil. I'll do it. Don't type. I'll do it. Just press this.
Emergency. Paging Dr. B. Emergency.
I did call Dr. Leg, Dr. Kusho, Dr. Fox is busy, but I'm afraid Dr. Beat said he'd stepped up to the mark and he said, if you need me, just page it.
All right, that's
so
good.
So can we do that? And I'm going to have to take your temperature, Neil, because your parents have asked me to, to keep you a close eye on you. So we'll do that during this next song. Fortunately, I can't take it orally, Neil, so I'm playing the song now. We'll crack on with that.
Story of my week, that is. Yeah.
Get these side effects.
Becky Hill, Lewis Thompson and Side Effects.
How very relevant, Neil. Did you pick all these songs that have got like a medical theme this week?
It's just the way they've come up, I think.
Isn't that strange? So it's like when you hear something, like when you break up someone, all you hear is breakup songs,
that's
hear.
True, yeah.
So we've already had Feel My Knees and we just had Side Effects.
Yeah. The post-op show. There we are.
The post-op. Oh, Neil, something you'd like to tell us?
No.
Oh, my no, God, that is quite breaking news.
Hernia operation, that's...
Hernia operation, there we are. There we are, that's breaking news. Hello to, on Twitter, at This Is Ndebs, or do we have to say at X?
Yes,
I'm not saying that. It no. sounds like a porn site. Good morning to Love You Cheryl X, a.k.a. Debbie, a.k.a. Choc Lover 77, who is listening right now.
Oh.
And probably loving some chocolate. That came out wrong. Let's move on. Move on, please.
The bad. And the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
So here we are with the things that have been going on in the news the last 7 days or so. First of all, some bad news. Authorities in Iraq have ordered all media and social media companies operating in the country not to use the term homosexuality and instead to say sexual deviance. Country's media regulator has also told all phone and internet companies they're banned from using the term in any of their mobile applications. That's going on there. Meanwhile, the Don't Say Gay law is impacting the school curriculum already in the US state of Florida, where one of the schools has announced that Shakespeare will only be selectively taught, with students getting only excerpts from the bard's influential works such as Macbeth, Hamlet, and Romeo and Juliet. It would appear that the slang and sexual innuendo that has been the preserve of such illustrious organizations as the Royal Shakespeare Company for generations are no longer acceptable in cultural cleansing Florida.
Oh, dear. Actually, to be honest with you, Neil, I found Shakespeare so boring at school. I would have welcomed that news. Sorry.
Finally, the actor and comedian Jason Manford was on GMTV this week to promote his role as the Cowardly Lion in the current West End revival of The Wizard of Oz. Jason was slightly baffled when asked by host Ranveer Singh about the lion's sexuality.
Are you playing a gay lion in Wizard of Oz?
That's the randomest question. I don't think any of their sexuality comes up in the subject. I mean, he's a friend of Dorothy, or what gay people used to describe themselves, but he's the original friend of Dorothy.
He's the original friend of Dorothy.
Yeah, but I don't think he doesn't get a boyfriend at the end of it.
No.
Or anything, you know.
It's not a camp lion.
No, it's just a family show, isn't it, that we're having a bit of fun with?
I'm sorry, has he not seen The Wizard of Oz? The lion was clearly gay. Tin Man was bisexual, and the Scarecrow was into bears. So would you mention The Wizard of Oz, Neil? I've got something incredible vis-a-vis The Wizard of Oz next.
Oh, right.
Of course the lion was gay. It's why I loved him.
Oh. Keel Settle on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. Troy Sivan on the way very soon for you.
Oh, you're right, Neil. People are asking on Twitter, at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. Neil, how do you need anything? Can we get you anything? Because you've been ill in hospital this week. You've had an operation. You were out, weren't you? Were you out?
Yeah, I went under a general. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Can you just take us back to that? Because I really enjoyed this.
Oh, it's when they were really fun. The anaesthetic staff were brilliant.
Well, anaesthetic staff are the best. Yeah. Hello, Lee. Yeah. Lee. You know who Lee is, don't you? Lee is the husband of the wonderful, the incredible Stuart. Technolysis PA. Long-suffering PA. Can I just ask a question, Neil? So can you take us back? Did you have to wear that robe where your bottom sticks out?
Yes.
So talk us through it. Walk us through. Oh, actually, we're into a break. Can we go to that? Honestly, Neil, I would tune in for this. We're going to follow you down the corridor of your hospital into the moment.
Don't make me laugh because it hurts.
No, actually, no. Hang on, Neil. Don't, please. No, don't press. Are you all right, Neil? No.
Rita Ora featuring Fairboy Slim praising you on Gaydio.
Rita! Can you take that woman's colour off in chair 3? Glamorous name, innit? This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Thank you so much to Anthony Murphy, who was on last week. He will be back from 1 o'clock today with Gaydio's requests. But in the meantime, Neil, you've just turned on Gaydio. We left you with a bit of a didn't we? It's the exciting breaking news that Neil was going to take us through the corridors of his, well, last week, quite a big operation, Neil, wasn't it?
Yeah,
quite
it
a
was.
Big operation.
Quite invasive it was,
yeah. Quite invasive, was it? Mm. Oh, tell us the details. Tell
well,
us
I was told
everything.
I was going to get keyhole surgery, and in fact, when I got there, there's no, we're going to have to cut you open, I'm afraid.
Oh,
oh
look
lovely.
At that.
Thanks
that's
very much indeed.
Just what you want to hear, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. I was already quaking in my boots, and then you have to put that the funny socks on to stop, you know, deep vein thrombosis, and you have to put that outfit on where it's all back to front and your backside's hanging
now,
out the back.
This really intrigues me because you go into that little area to get changed, don't you?
Mm.
And you've got your privacy there, you've got your dignity there, and the second you step out, everyone can see your backside. You can't, there's no, I don't even think Beyonce can carry that off.
You have to hold it. Well, I had to hold it shut.
What did you have to hold?
The back end of the tunic. So walked across the room.
God for that. I mean, we have heard rumours, Neil. I'm surprised you didn't get a gurney for that on his
stop
own.
Making me laugh.
No, stop, stop, don't, because it's sore. It's sore. So can you take us in? So when you were wheeled into the actual operation room, did someone say count backwards?
Well, no. I was wheeled into the antechamber. I'm glad, I didn't see the operating theatre because I was in that little room beforehand, and I met the anaesthetist who had already come and introduced himself, and they were just, him and his team were laughing and joking. Out, could see what they were doing, trying to put me at my ease.
Neil,
and
I would have been in that in that gown.
Yeah,
in that gown. So they put the thing up. Take us through that then.
And then they put the little needle in your arm, and then they go, "You're just going to give you a feel of sharpness going in now, and then you're just going to count down three, just start to breathe, and then you'll be the next thing you'll know, you'll be waking up in the, and that was it. I was gone.
Yeah,
amazing.
That's it.
Yeah,
wow. There we have it. That's a Gaydio exclusive here with Neil and Debbie. Get that anywhere. On,
on, on, on. Medusa featuring Sam Smith. That's called Phone on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. Oh, no, it's not. It's Sam Tompkins. I beg your pardon. Do apologise.
Neil, you are on medication.
The anaesthetic hasn't worn off properly.
Absolutely everyone understands if you make mistakes, though, Neil, because I know we're normally professional. Very professional, but you are on very strict medication.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I just check, Neil, if you've got your panic button, if we need to move on to a song and you feel you got it.
Emergency.
Yes, it's there. It's fine. Yeah,
okay. It's that's your panic button. Neil, you mentioned in your news Jason Manford is playing the Cowardly Lion. Put him up, put him up. In The Wizard of Oz on the stage.
In the West End.
And he didn't realise that the Cowardly Lion in the actual film was played by a gay lion, a real gay lion. He didn't realise that, Neil.
I've never really thought about the sexuality of any of those characters.
Oh,
in there.
Please. Sorry, have you all missed the point of the film? Dorothy stands, actually stands. I've been to sing along A Wizard of Oz, and when she stands at the Yellow Brick Road, and she says, I don't know which way to go, that way, that way. And then she says, some people go both ways. And we all go, yeah! Neil, it's everyone. There's no one straight in that film, apart from that witch. And look what happened to her. Right. So I found a clip from the archive, and this is amazing. Buzz in when you know who. Well, you think you know who this amazing icon is. He's a gay legend. This was his first ever TV interview. It's from the 1980s, so there is a little bit of crackle on here. But as you can see, he had no lacking in self-confidence, even when he was starting out, age 24. And he's talking about, well, a certain favourite film of ours. This is him on a TV show in America.
We're running out of time. How'd you get started?
You know, for years I sat around waiting for someone to discover me. Wrong. I discovered myself, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. She went through all this time to find out that she had the power within her all along. If you want to find out how the secret of life, watch that movie.
Can you believe?
Corpus Christi Wang.
Who, Paul? RuPaul.
Oh, very good. It is RuPaul. It is RuPaul.
Wow.
And his first ever TV interview on a CBS station, and it was a phone-in chart show. RuPaul has got a mohawk and he's shaved one part of his hair.
No.
The way he handles questions is, I sat there and watched it. It's so good. It's going to be our poo today.
Right.
Positive, optimistic outlook at the end of the show. But I have got a great question that he answered, which I'm going to share with you in a bit. But isn't that that funny that that's he
brilliant.
Mentioned?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at 24. Yeah. Oh, honey, don't wait for anyone else to go. Well, he said it better, didn't he? To be honest with you. So, Solly should shut up when he at the end. Of, can you play the song, Neil, please? I'm on medication.
Nathan Dorr on Gaydio. That's called Sweet Lies. Do you want to hear those?
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. When on earth has a lie been sweet? In my opinion, it's been they've been ruddy vile. You know, go back and go, oh, I love that. I love that lie you told me.
Mm.
Oh, that was delicious. It was so sweet and juicy.
I suppose it depends whether you're somebody who's told the lie and you're telling the other person, a friend about it.
I've switched off, to be honest, Neil. At this is Ndebs at Gaydio, and I'm going to set up a Threads account because I'm so jealous of Anthony Murphy, our beautiful, delicious friend, Sir Anthony of Murphytown, who will be here from 1 o'clock with Gaydio Requests, Neil. And what does he do if he can't find your song? If he can't find your song...
He'll play something like it.
He'll play something similar, and if he can't do that, he'll ask you to choose again. All right. I listened to the whole show last week. It was an absolute treat. Totally forgot my point, love, if I'm honest with you.
Are you going to do a tweet? Totally. You were sort of looking for, you're going to set up a Threads account, and you're going to do something.
That's it. So Anthony Murphy was saying, "Thread." My first request is on Threads, and I got a pang of jealousy.
Mm.
So I'm going to look at Threads after the show today.
Sounds like a TV series, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it was, Neil. It was an awful one about nuclear war.
All right,
so let's not bring that up. Maybe what's his name should have googled that. So we've got X and Threads about nuclear war. Well, this is looking good, isn't it?
Neil and Debbie here with an hour of Gaydio's anthems forthcoming, including a rather summery Freedom of Choice this week.
Oh, I like that, Neil, because it's been raining here in Oxfordshire all week. I've worn my wellies, but sunny. Yeah, it's been sunny a little bit. I wore my wellies, when I went up clavers and shooting. And also, Neil, I've got a fat... Have we got time to do this?
Not really, no.
Oh, no. From Miami
to Ibiza. Beautiful. Gaydio's anthem, Swedish House Mafia, Miami to Ibiza. And for that, Armin van Buuren, of course.
Oh. Oh, I love this bed, Neil. Vroom, vroom. Pump up the volume. Dance, dance. It's it's better than the other one. We did it, isn't it? It is Neil and Debbie at This Is Ndebs, Search Gaydio. Anything you'd love, let us know, including your best wishes for Neil, because let's not forget, you're in, is it called, what's it called when you're recuperating?
I'm in recovery, I suppose.
You are in recovery.
Yeah, very much so.
I want to describe, because I'm looking at you right now on FaceTime. You're looking healthy, Neil.
Thank you.
You're looking healthy. The blood has returned to your face, the colour, and you look happy.
Yeah, well, only
blocked.
Until I laugh or have to move suddenly. I'm rather sore.
Oh,
my
laugh.
Hernia no, operation. Yeah.
There is no danger of you laughing on this show. Absolutely none whatsoever. I tell you what I have got.
Mm.
A little quiz for you.
All right.
What is, you know, we love animals, Neil.
And yes.
One of our favourite ever shows, it's on the previous radio station, so we celebrated the humpback whale when Sir David Attenborough played out the beautiful song of the humpback whale.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm not being funny, they made, the humpback whales made Adele sound like Cockney singers.
Mm.
Danny Awesome Pears! They just had
a magical voice.
They were absolutely... So what animal made this noise, Neil?
Oh my goodness, a stingray something or another.
Stingray. Here's another animal of the same species that was recorded this week. I'm going to give you a clue. It was in near Australia.
Oh, is that a marsupial of some description? Kookaburra.
Kookaburra. Neil, if that kookaburra made that noise, put that kookaburra down.
Is it a didgeridoo?
It's running out of batteries. And then off the perch. No, I will share it with you later because it's a beautiful...
Oh, lovely.
Super Nature, which we haven't done for a while. It's an occasional table feature.
Well, I can't wait.
But we can't stand here. Yeah. I detected sarcasm there, Neil. You might be ill, but I'm not...
Come Mornings on Gaydio, Neil and Debbie here, and these are Gaydio's anthems. And today, something going on regarding, well, not actually Strictly, but Shirley Ballas. Remember we met Shirley Ballas, the head judge of Strictly, at the LGBT Awards?
She was beautiful.
Beautiful human being, and she's doing this challenge. She's challenged herself, because she's got a fear of heights, to do these challenges, to do, she's doing a skydive today. I've got a reminder of the interview. There's a little clip from the interview that we did with her, telling us all about what she's actually up to at the moment.
I am an ambassador for CALM, Campaign Against Living Miserably. So at 63, I am going to jump out of an airplane at 15,000 feet. I'm in a free fall for 2,000 feet. Then I'm going to do a zip wire, which is the fastest in the world at 100 miles an hour. And then I'm going to walk on the wings of an airplane. I thought I would step out of my comfort zone of fear of heights, because I have a fear of heights. So I thought, you know, let's go, no makeup, let's got no fancy extensions, just the boiler suit and me, and conquering my fears for everybody in the country who's ever lost a loved one, or anybody who's struggling with a loved one who is depressed or not feeling good about themselves.
She says on her Just Giving page that she actually lost, very sadly, lost her brother and has lost several friends to suicide, which is why she is doing this. And she's doing the jump today. So we need to send her a big love out. And if you want to support her, there is it's Just Giving, it's campaign / Skylathon. Skylathon is her Just Giving page. If you want
Please can we all give something, because that's incredible. And it's come from, you knew she was doing it for something really personal, because totally, when we chatted to her, she looked us straight in the eyes, and I thought, here's a woman. You could just tell, here's a woman who's talking from a place of pain.
Yes.
It places the pain, that's why. Yeah, absolutely from the heart, but she's been through it. What a beautiful human being.
I know.
And I'm not being funny, love, but I'm knackered just listening to the list, let alone doing it. So let's go and support her. That money you're going to spend on a cappuccino today.
Yeah.
Cough it up for our beautiful friend Shirley.
Brilliant. Soul Searcher. Can't get enough. Gaydio's anthems.
This is so weird, Neil. I interviewed, Neil and Debbie here, Neil recovering from a very serious operation. They tried to find your heart, didn't they, Neil? Tried to find your heart.
That's not very nice.
If they only had a heart. Back to the Wizard of Oz. So Neil, vis-a-vis, so that in a song, I once interviewed Forthright, who remixed George Michael's Spinning the Wheel and Fast Love.
Right.
And I said, what's that machine that goes go, and I did this for about 5 minutes in front of them. They all looked at me like, can we call security? I went, no, it sounds like a pigeon. He goes, go, and they were like, we're not sure what you're talking about. Anyway, back to the song. No one can tell me what that is called. If you're a music producer, what is that? What is that?
It's like a drum machine, isn't it?
Not a drum machine, it's a moving on.
It's the music that we choose. Actually, what you're referring to there could potentially, it comes from the era that we're going to be talking about here on Freedom of Choice, which is our weekly deep dive into the archive to find some tracks that maybe you don't hear on the radio that often, and then I'll play you three clips from those tracks. And Debbie, you have only half an hour to decide, and only one of these songs you can hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour. Okay?
So can you just say it's a limited edition choice? Can you do that?
Yeah, I suppose you could. It's also a limited edition summer choice, in a way.
But you didn't do that. I just want you to do the what I just said. Do it again now. No, what? Look, read my lips now. No.
Right. Choice number one. Will it be this song from Donna Summer?
Yes!
Yes.
She worth hard for the money. Is that your
choice number one?
Yes, please. I adore Donna Summer.
Or will it be this Donna Summer track?
Oh, you cow!
Bad Girls. Yeah, yes, I thought as we're in the summer, we might as well have a choice of summer, eh?
Excellent, okay. Neil is on medication. Can we just stress that Neil's on medication? So don't eat them. Neil, I love these. Toot. It's all about the girls who work hard for the money down Sunset Strip.
That's right, yeah.
Wow. Brilliant.
So those are the first two. Of course, we had to have this one.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
It's the Sister Bliss remix, or the original, of course. Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Those are your three choices.
Neil, you know that the last track makes me go E.T. red in the stomach.
I know.
Because it's a call to my people. There's only one track that would have made me steer off I Feel Love. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
You drop your bed, please. Can you drop the bed or can you not?
No, I can't, actually, no.
Okay. It's this one. This might be an awful clash, but this never stopped us before. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here it comes, Neil. This song is... Oh, bloody Google ads! We'll come back to it in a minute. I hate YouTube ads!
It's Farrah on Gaydio. Hey, these are Gaydio's anthems. And Debbie here.
Tude. That's got such tude, isn't it?
Storm Queen.
I heard you say.
Yeah. She's on the way.
She really sings it out, doesn't she? Yeah. I heard you say. Someone else who sings it now. It was rudely interrupted by a YouTube advert. How dare they? A moment ago when I tried to play you the one song that could steer me away from Donna Summer, I Feel Love. If you've just turned on Gaydio, we've just done our Freedom of Information and Neil very naughtily picked three, not in a C way, three Donna Summer tracks, which she's my favourite artist, Neil. One of my favourite artists in the world, because my mum loved her. So this is the track that sends me a bit funny after I Feel Love. Can you drop it, Neil?
Yep.
Drop it. This is the introduction. It's from 1982, so please bear with. Listen to this.
Oh, State of Independence. Come on.
Oh, listen to this. Dan. This is such a brilliant song. And it's how she sings. It's how she sings it.
Right. Okay.
Oh, it's so that bit there. State of life, though, I live, do I love? Oh, Gummy and Neil.
Stop making me
Neil, my other favourite. Right, you've really got to crimp your hair for this, and you've got to remember when the ozone layer was above the atmosphere.
Right.
Don't drop your bed, Neil, because this is equally as amazing.
Okay.
If you've never listened to Donna Summer before, seriously, her music is ridiculous. You won't be able to handle this, Neil. Press your Dr. B button if you need
it. This is Love Is In Control.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, Dinner with Gershwin.
I want to hear it. When Brad is scared. Yeah. I want a theory with Huey. Listen to this. Got quite the intro. Hang on.
I want to have dinner with Gershwin.
It is good, I've said.
I want to watch when Brad is scared.
This record goes.
Yeah. That's good.
No, you missed it. Oh,
yeah, it's
ready. Next to you.
That's it.
This show has turned into a karaoke.
Storm Queen is next. Beyonce and Shakira, Neil and Debbie
emergency
here.
Emergency.
I am.
Paging
yes.
Dr. B.
I'm just calling
emergency.
My emergency alarm. You cannot make me laugh during this next lick at all because it's going to hurt my wound from my operation.
I'm sorry, if you've just turned on Katie for the first time, that would make no sense. It's Neil and Debbie here.
It's my hernia.
Right, Neil was off last week. You got whipped into hospital. You got cancellation out, didn't you? You got whipped into hospital.
Yeah.
And thank God Anthony Murphy, he stepped in. He was meant to have a week off last week, love. And he says, oh, I've got to the show. So he stepped in. He was beautiful, absolutely lovely. But are you all right, love? Because
just stop making me laugh because it's beginning to hurt.
Right. No, don't do that, love, because we can't have any blood or, you know, spill it. No, we can't. We can't afford that. No spillages. Let's take deep breaths.
Yeah.
Deep breaths, and I'm going over to Twitter.
Okay.
This is MDebs. at Gaydio, and Neil is on Instagram at This Is Endebs. God bless you, Ross McNee. He tweets at This Is Endebs.
McNee?
What do you mean?
It's another body part.
Yeah, it is. Ross McNee. Yeah, Ross McNee.
Okay.
And he says, Debbie, this is for you from Eastbourne Pride. This is from last week.
Oh.
Featuring Crystal singing Padam, Padam. And also a shout out to the dad wearing a Proud of My Transgender Daughter t-shirt.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, I love that. I love
gorgeous.
That. Or when people say, you see t-shirts of Pride, they say, I'm super proud parent of my gay son or my gay daughter.
Yeah.
So it's just really makes me cry new when I see people wearing those at prides.
I just
love it. And Ross McNee goes on to say, Saturday mornings with Endebs are a staple for our weekend. Well, you've got some staples in your body now, haven't you? can I play you? No, Neil, deep breaths. Can I play you the clip that Ross has very kindly videoed?
Please do.
From prides. If you've got any clips, we'd love to see what you get up to at prides. We love it. I mean, like looking at the outfits as well. So here it is. Ready? I hope this hasn't got swearing on it. Oh! Come on. How long is this clip, Ross? You can hear it. Ba-dam! There you go. Maybe it's more
Vish. Was somebody being hurt at the end there?
No. It's just the wind at Eastbourne Pride, to be honest with you, Neil.
Good. Well done.
God bless you for that, Ross McNee.
Thanks ever so much.
Yeah, imagine Padam being played at a Pride. whatever next?
Yeah, original I Love You Baby with the U. Letter quite, U for you.
Yeah, quite lazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That song, because it's all... Right, what can we have for the lyric? How about, I love you, baby. What's the next line? I love you, baby. And the next line, anything else interesting on that line?
Well,
I love you, baby.
Why don't we go for?
So, I tell you what, let's go with I love you, baby. It's easy, it's on a loop. Don't have to do very much, really, just press play. Quite lazy, actually, I'm marking that down for that.
The weekly deep dive into the archive, a Donna summary, Freedom of Choice this week. And I gave you earlier on three tracks, She Works Hard for the Money, Bad Girls and I Feel Love. Which of those three songs would you like to hear in full now at the end of the Anthems Hour, Debbie?
Well, Neil, it's been very, very hard to pick this one. Mm. It's been incredibly hard for this.
Right.
But I've come to my decision.
Oh.
Could you put the spotlight on? I would like this one, please, Neil. Oh, flipping YouTube!
Oh, dear.
You absolutely... I was going to be sarcastic and play Dinner with Gershwin,
right,
but that's
yes.
really backfired. So may I please have I Feel Love from the top, please, Cameron?
Oh, of course you can. Yes. My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That is so ruddy good. It belongs in the Tate.
Yeah.
It's... Thank you, Neil. That was
You're welcome.
Absolutely delicious.
Nearly midday. News is next. Random clips at midday.
Hookie kookie, pick it up, hookie.
Have you seen it on the trolley?
Aunt Blanche is a lesbian.
And that's just one side of me.
Dad is very proud.
Brighton and Oliver Heldon, Turn Me on radio.
That's unbelievable, Neil, because I actually contacted Dr. Kucho,
who's
in that song.
Right.
Dr. Kucho, that's the person behind it. He was too busy to be on standby as your doctor.
Oh, right.
Dr. Fox, he's out of the picture at the moment.
Right.
Dr. Legg, I'm afraid he's dead with the eyebrows
and
the extenders. He's no longer with us, so you only have the one, the only.
Emergency. Dr. B.
Yeah. Of course.
And it's not being rude, Neil. Look at the time. It's just gone midday on a Saturday.
Yes.
It's going to be double time if we need to call him. So can you only press that break in case of emergency glass if your hernia is like weeping out?
Oh, no. Like, no, it seems to be going in the right direction, you'll be pleased to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for your concern.
Well, that's absolutely lovely. Happy lunch to you. Happy lunch to you. Neil, I've got a few things for you next.
Right.
Totally your choice. Would you like to hear RuPaul's first ever interview on a TV station before anyone had heard of him.
Right.
And he just burst onto the TV screen with such utter confidence. Everyone took up and went, oh my God, who's this? I love him. Can I play you that?
Yeah, of course,
you
can.
You've got Supernature, or you've got a moment.
I want that too, yeah, yeah.
Or you've got a moment. You remember in your life, and something comes out of a close friend or family's mouth that's slightly homophobic, and you go, I'm really torn as a human being because I love you, but I hate what you've just said, and you've made me shrivel to the size of a raisin.
Oh.
All right, so which one would you like?
I think maybe that one in the middle.
That one in the middle.
Yeah, and then a good, get some good, bad, and then really good.
We're having a sandwich.
Yeah.
We're going to have, it is lunchtime, Neil, which means...
Exercise!
So we'll do that next.
We're about to get it on.
Saturday afternoon on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here.
This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. And on Instagram, which is a brand new one for us. What's the Instagram?
This is Ndebs. You'll find us there, yes.
There we go. Any messages in, Neil? Have you checked that? Are you able? I don't want to push you because you're not well.
Well, I am.
You're not well.
It's not I'm unwell. I'm recovering from an operation. I'll have a look in the next song.
What, at your operation or at the Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram. My scar, yeah.
Oh. Rude. That's a bit nasty. You know who this is, Neil, don't you?
Yes.
Hi, this is RuPaul. Neil, Debbie, you better work.
The icon that is RuPaul, and I found this week from way deep on the dark web, his first ever TV interview.
Right.
And we're going over to America. It's 1986. And we're going to Atlanta's cable show hosted by Spencer Thornton. And it's called Tracking.
Right.
And they get a new guest on each week. And they sort of ask them about their lives. As you can see, RuPaul handles any question with utter wit. And this came in from a fan who, well, really liked Ru. This is live on TV, by the way.
Hi, who's this?
Hi there, RuPaul. Now, my question is for that RuPaul.
That RuPaul, right here. That RuPaul.
RuPaul, I have read all of your books, and I like Stay All. Now, in your book, If You Love Me, Give It To Me.
Uh-huh, that's my first book.
You have wrote that when you was little, you used to sit on your daddy's shoulders and lick his bald head because it tasted saucy. My question, RuPaul, is does you still do that today? If so, to whom?
No, I haven't seen my father in some years, and I don't lick his head anymore. I lick other people's heads, though.
We have another caller.
That was a good question, though. That's great. I'm bringing up my books.
You win the prize for the best question. Would you like a popular sex album?
That's RuPaul's album. It's called... that's fantastic. Would you want to hear a bit more?
I'd love to, yeah. This is brilliant.
This is RuPaul not lacking in confidence in any way, shape, or form.
I'm getting a signal that we're out of time.
Already? We're out of time already?
Have you got one last comment for our audience? Any words of wisdom?
Any words of wisdom? I say if you follow RuPaul, you cannot lose because RuPaul is going to the top. I won't forget any of you. I love you. And if you need me, call me because I will always be there.
I would love to have you back. Thank you very much
Thank
for appearing
you.
On our program. Next week, we've got a heck of a show. Katrina and the Wave.
Ooh, Katrina and the Wave.
Wow, can't wait.
The first wave, 24 years old, and he was like
amazing.
That.
Amazing, yeah, that's incredible.
It was going to happen. It was going to happen.
And he did a bit of Diana Ross at the end there as well, which was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, you did.
Yorisha Smith, Little Things on Gaydio.
Oh, Neil. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Afternoon, Libby Abbott, who I forgot to read this out when we were on air last time. I'm on a long 5-hour car journey. But thank goodness we've got This is Ndebs on Gaydio for the ride. And she wished me happy birthday, Clement August Leo. Hello, winner, not loser. Like
well, how was your birthday, by the way? Did you have a nice
absolutely
time?
Absolutely flipping fabulous. Yeah, absolutely fabulous. I went to an animal exhibition with Lisa.
Wow.
It's very boring, actually. They should have asked me to help with that. It was about the sounds of nature.
Right.
And they couldn't have made it more boring if they tried.
Oh, dear.
And I came out going, you had one job. Nature, all you need to do is just walk into one room and play the sounds with a little image of the animal.
Yes.
And you'd be amazed. Talking of that, should we go into a super nature? Do you want to do that? Because that's quite fitting.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Okay.
I haven't got the little jingle.
You've got the bed here.
Then.
Well, no. Here's one of the noises you might hear in a second while Neil looks for his jingle. Oh. Or this. Have you found your jingle yet?
No, I haven't.
This is NDebs at Gadio, and we are newly on Instagram. We'll be on Threads hopefully very soon. I can get my arse in gear. And the Instagram is at This is NDebs, and you spell NDebs. N-D.
No, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to fill more. That's right. I can do that, Neil. Doe, a deer, a female deer.
There's so many things on here called Supernature. I'm never going to find it, love. It's
that's all right. Luckily, we've got this as an interlude, Neil. Could you drop the bread?
Oh, right.
Drop the bed.
I found it now.
Oh, you found it. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, okay. I've just got to... It's
oh, what a balls up.
Right, here we go.
To Australia, Neil. This came through on IBC Radio, which I listen to quite a lot. And, well, it's reminiscent of the amazing noises animals make down, down, down under the water. And particularly like the way the guy sort of pronounces his words in this. Are you ready?
Yes.
A group of deep...
Actually, how long has this link been? Because this is a minute. I think we might need to come back
we'll
to
have
this.
To start, yes, it's 2 minutes.
Do you know what? I'll get us out of this.
Emergency, paging Dr. B.
Yeah, no.
Emergency.
Thank you, Dr. B. You saved the day. Motorbike. Little Mix featuring Stormzy. That's called Power on Gadio.
And Nicki Minaj. My, with a thing in my eye. Do you remember when we nearly... Is it Neil and Debbie here? Hello, it's Gadio. Do you remember when we nearly interviewed her?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In London, that posh hotel.
That posh hotel in Leicester Square. And we were waiting for eight. I mean, it's just so... It'll be in the book that we write.
She was playing the diva, wasn't she?
There was so much BS in the world of stars. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we were sat there for hours. We weren't complaining because there was a free bar. And we were like, oh, no, Miss Minaj will be down in 5 minutes. We're like, okay, we're going through our questions. You say this, Neil, and I'll say that. How about what should we do for this? And we mentioned all her charity work and all that. And then we were there about 2 hours later. The PA comes down and says, oh, sorry, she's had to leave for Top of the Pops.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, sorry, is our time not valuable?
Yeah, no, quite.
Yeah, so Nicki Minaj.
Little bit of Pink, Runaway on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here. And
which one do you prefer, Neil? The Cause version of that or Pink's?
I'm going to go for Pink.
Yeah, wise choice, Neil.
Yeah, I know. I thought so. Phew. Right. It's your girlfriend, Australian Lisa, has arrived on the scene.
Oh, before you were going to do that, I'm going to say this in breaking news.
Oh,
Kylie
right.
Minogue's tickets have gone on sale for her residency at the Venetian. You've heard about this tour, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Heard about this tour. So it's not a tour. It's more than just a residency. So says our PR. And she's the sort of photo that goes with it is her looking through a diamond.
Mm.
And apparently the whole theme of the show is based on... Not Cirque du Soleil, but the sort of Aphrodite and Unity tour.
Oh, right.
But you're looking through a keyhole. Right, that's the theme of it. And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, I could save myself £500 and look through my living room door and put a DVD of Kylie on and catch a sty in my eye. Because it's the cost of living, isn't it? But congratulations if you managed to get tickets to her or Taylor Swift. We're not jealous at all. Should we go to Lisa?
Yes, your lovely girlfriend has filed a report. Hello, hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Alex. I'm secretly hoping that Debbie's drank enough gin this week. That she's gone online and bought some Kylie residency tickets in Vegas. I don't think there's enough gin in the world for her to do that. It's not like that time she did do that when we went to see her at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm also a bit late to the party for the love of Taylor Swift. Oh. I can't stop playing that Cruel Summer song.
All right, good.
So this is a weekend of sunshine. I'm going to see Debbie for the first time in ages since her August Leo birthday event.
Yes.
And it's... Daddy Debbie's birthday next week, so there's more fun surprises.
Super.
Oh, have a great show. I don't have any news. I'm just happy and living life. Bye.
Bless her.
I know that's really rude of her to sort of hint in her update for me to get drunk on gin.
Right,
which I did that one time and bought tickets to the Albert Hall to go and see Kylie. I mean, I bought a royal box.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I could have flown to New York.
For the money you paid.
With the money I paid. I'm still reeling about it. But the answer is no, Lisa. We're not going to Las Vegas.
Miley Cyrus, Jaded on Gaydio. Now, we return to our occasional table feature.
Beautiful. Now, we haven't had this out for quite some time, and you know I love nature, and it just holds so many amazing things. Can I just say, vis-a-vis Kylie Minogue and the gin tickets, don't do what I did. Please drink very responsibly and have, like, water or something.
Right.
Right. I just want to make that very clear. I'm not encouraging it. So, over we go to Australia, where something incredible has been discovered under the sea. And what I love about this report is how the presenters are so chuffed that they could say Professor Matt King's job title, right? They're very chuffed with that. And how Professor Matt King says, no, okay, he knows. So enjoy this and enjoy the animals. Over we go to Australia.
A group of deep diving seals armed with tracking devices is shedding new light on the remote and inhospitable environment.
Weddell seals are known for their unusual vocalisations, like these, captured in a Facebook video shared by non-profit organisation Ocean Conservation Research. They're not your typical research assistants. About 400 Weddell and elephant seals have been tagged in the southern Indian Ocean over the past 20 years. Professor Matt King is the director of the Australian Centre for Excellence in Antarctic Science.
We don't know enough about the oceans around Antarctica, and it's the oceans that are going to melt the ice. If we're going to be able to confidently project out the future of sea level and the ice sheet and its effect on the global climate, we have to know where the warm water is.
Professor Matt King from the Australian Centre for Excellence in Antarctic Science sending that report.
They really loved saying his no. But is that sort of slightly attracts to the beautiful noises of those seals?
Weren't they amazing?
Astonishing? And they've found out that these seals go way further underground in these trenches that are full of warm water at the Antarctic.
Right.
So it's really interesting, love. Let's have one more listen of the seals. Oh, that's quite nice, but it's this one that gets me. It's just like the start to Doctor Who, doesn't it? Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Debbie on Gaydio with Anthony Murphy and his requests here very soon.
Do you know, he very beautifully, yes, you said it's known, Debbie, he very beautifully played Roisin Murphy Overpowered last week. I've got another request.
Oh, yes.
Anthony, please, 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 could I request The Wolf Is Getting Married by Sinead O'Connor?
Oh, yes.
Did you see the funeral on TV?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh my God, I was in bits, absolute bits. I lit a candle on my fireplace, my mantelpiece for it. Tom Bradby did a brilliant tribute to Sinead O'Connor on the News in 10. Can I play it out to you?
Yes.
Can I also tell you that the last voice you'll hear on this report is a teenage boy And that's what he thinks of Sinead O'Connor. She impacted so many people. Here we go.
Now, it's been several hours and 13 days since the singer and songwriter Sinead O'Connor sadly died at her flat in London. Well, today her funeral was held in the Irish seaside town she had long called home, her refuge from the world for much of her life. The ceremony itself was private, as that life often was, but the display of affection on the streets of Bray, south of Dublin, was very warm and very public.
They came in their thousands to honour a woman who in life played so many parts, that of reluctant star, of outspoken campaigner, unconventional to the end. A camper van decked out in rainbow flags of diversity led her cortege.
I think we're still finding out what Sinead meant to us as a country and as a town. I think her legacy is immense and we'll only really be discovering it in the weeks, months and years to come.
She stood for so many things, like social injustice, like across the whole world, women's rights, mental health issues, in adults and in children. And she stood out in Ireland. She's one of the greatest women to come from Ireland, in my eyes.
Beautiful tribute, yeah.
Yeah, really lovely.
It's a really beautiful tribute, and God, I wish she only knew how much we loved her. But she does. She does now, doesn't she? She does now.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We will be back here, same time, same place next week, and we'll.
Hopefully, Neil. Hopefully.
Anthony Murphy is on the way with your requests after the news. Yeah, I should be fine. I'll be right.
Have a lie down, please, Neil. Yeah. Don't overdo it.
All right.
See you next week. Bye.
KDO.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Oh, warning, this bit can be rude, but you know one thing.
It must be real.
And it is. Is that a disclaimer, Neil?
I think it
is
must
that the disclaimer?
I think so, yeah. That's made that ages
wow.
ago. Yeah.
Well, that's probably everyone turned off now after that racket. Neil, please don't laugh. Can
no,
I just can
please.
We can we take this very, very slowly? Please, if you just lie down, Neil.
I'm going to have to soon, actually, because I'm...
We will keep this very, very short, because I know that this is the most you've done in a week, isn't it?
Well, sitting in this position, yes. Yeah.
Well, don't sit on your head, Neil. Okay. Can we just check how you are? Can we just take your pulse, please?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is really high! This is dangerous! Sorry, my mistake. Thermometer upside down.
All right. Well done.
Are you feeling all right, love? Because it is.
I'm fine. Yeah. It's just you know where you've had the op is still sore, yeah. Obviously. So and you don't realise how connected all the parts of your body is until you find yourself having to sneeze and it hurts where you know in a place where you think it wouldn't.
The body is. As Baz Luhrmann said, the most amazing instrument you'll ever own.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted each day. We could put one foot in front of the other. And then you realise when it all goes up that the NHS are our absolute saviours.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They really are, Neil. Honestly, I can't tell you how much I love the NHS.
Oh, good. Try.
Well, that's the end. Well, quite. I can do it through the power of mime. I can do it through the power of... this is how much I love the NHS. Da dum 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 da dum. It does sound like. Oh no. Oh, before we actually go, can I just play one?
Let's go.
Oh, shut up. Can I just play one thing?
Yes.
Because I think it is just so beautiful. We missed out a couple of things on today's show, including Roisin Murphy's Q&A she did on a beach in Ibiza, which is superb, and also. The thing I mentioned about earlier about the moment that before you've really come out or possibly when you're just newly out and someone you really respect or love, family member or friend, says something homophobic.
Oh, right.
And you go, ouch. Oh, no. And I haven't got the balls at this point in my life, you know, to go, actually, you're a pillock.
Right, yes.
You're so wrong. You can't even get it more wrong if you tried.
Right, yeah.
And it's so interesting, love. So can we do that next week?
Yes,
it's the,
definitely.
It's the Velvet Rage moment. We'll call it hashtag okay. Velvet Rage.
All right.
All right, we'll do that next week. But just to send you on your way, love, and thank you. It's beautiful to see your face. I'm so glad it went well, because people, sometimes they don't make it out of the...
Stop making me laugh.
No, I won't, Neil. I'm going to make you... Right, can you crimp your hair, please?
Mm.
Right? And let's go to this.
Ah! Fancy some dinner, Neil? Do you want some dinner?
Do you want to watch Rembrandt and Sketch? I just love how it bends as well.
I know, yeah.
It's a great production. I want to have dinner with Gershwin. I want to watch Rembrandt and Sketch.
What's this saying?
I want to have fairy with Curie.
Who's Curie? Oh, Curie! Madam Curie! I want to talk theory with Curie! I've only just seen that because I've seen the video. Oh, God, it's a work of art, that song, isn't it?
Neil and Debbie.